Not that it's not important. It's very important. We'll spend like months on it, and we're not really going to get into it. I'd rather go straight to the introduction and go in there, and we'll refer back in the Torah Shabbal Peh. I'll refer you back to what's written there. A lot of it will come out. Just a brief overview. You probably know this already and you've heard it before, but once we're starting, let's start on the right foot.
Is there a shiur?
It looks like. This is not a shiur, this is a chabura. You're welcome to join it if you want. It's a vad, it's a chabura, it's a discussion group. Open forum starting on Wednesday this month?
I thought we agreed we weren't doing it.
We weren't doing it.
That's what I thought.
If there's a demand, I'll do it. If there isn't, then certainly just free me up. I need time. If possible, free me up this week. I'm doing it. But if there's a demand, I'm happy to do it. Also, for the guys in Novolitsky, Shin Rav Kaplan, Shia, I'm starting an Efesh Chaim Chabura tomorrow, 12:30 to 1. If anyone's interested, you can start Shadalad, yeah. Torah, we're going to deal with Torah in Europe. Very important. You guys need the basics. You can't. So you need to look at what you're doing at least. If we're not doing Hilchas Talmud Torah, at least let's do the Ashkof and the Kabbalah of what you're doing. We have to do the Halachas. So that's for that 12:30 to 1 slot. That's basically suicide time. We're going to try and at least save it. So I'm going to be an editor start tomorrow. Okay, so starting here, a lot of the Sefer is not that radical when you're dealing with Balei Tshuva. The Sefer was really written for the FFB world, and a lot of things we just take for granted. We say, well, of course, I mean, it's poshut. Whereas it's radical and even controversial in the FFB world, a lot of what's being said here. For us, a lot of it is fairly poshut. That's number one. Number two, the real value in the Sefer is from using it as a Musa Sefer as opposed to just reading it as a nice story. There's nekudas here which need to be repeated, they need to be drummed home. Very often I'll tell you, here's a line that's worth learning off by heart and using as a mantra for the next 6 months, because there's powerful stuff that can mamash change you. So that's number two. That's why you'll see it's written in a way where there is a lot of repetition and there is a lot of going over it. And Rapinkas in his Akdama to Shavas Machos, I think he says it's a safer worth learning very slowly because the ideas are deep, but they're very geschmack. So you go over them and they're very entertaining, they're very geschmack. So you go over them very quick and you think you understood it, but you haven't. I mean, things are not entertaining, they're not that geschmack, so you plod through it slowly, whatever. But when things are entertaining, you want to go, you want to just cover ground, slow down, put your foot on the brakes. So that's why we don't cover that much ground. That was the next Nakuda. Those that have been learning towards the end here, the shift of focus, we've got to go all the way back to the beginning, is the three relationships, primary archetypal relationships that we deal with in the world, are the relationship we have with ourselves, the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the relationship we have with everybody else, Benon Mechaveres. Primarily, the primary relationship is with the spouse, and then all the secondary relationships that surround that. The relationship one had with oneself, what we're going to be dealing with, what most of the chidushim and most of the avodah is the relationship that has with oneself, is really, really where we're lacking sorely. That's where the Torah world today is falling flat on its face. We don't appreciate who we are, we don't know who we are, and he's going to be spending a lot of time discussing that, okay? This can be a very traumatic experience. Can we warn you now? This is not just nice, interesting stuff. If you take this safer seriously, start looking at yourself, start seeing what you're holding, it can be a frightening experience, okay? Don't do this on your own. If you're having problems, you're having difficulties, speak to your chavrusa, speak to me, speak to other people. Don't try and go this alone. That's one of the reasons why Rav Tauba comes in on a regular basis, to clarify these issues, whatever. We're going to get him also to go back to the beginning and start working through the stuff again. If you want to listen to Yishirim, a lot of Yishirim help to clarify the stuff, but the more you hear it, this is critically important. The reason why we don't learn one of the classic Sforim here is because this is, without this, I don't believe it's Shaykh to function properly today. I don't believe it's Shaykh. So let's start. Okay. Matarosa Shosefer Zeh Einu Lachadish Chedushim She'eni Yoidim Olaam Mikcheike Beshlois V'Chakiros Iyoidis. The goal of the Sefer is not to come up with any new concept that are not known, or to go into any deep Chakiros and long this year, and to go into deep Iyun Sugyas. Matarosa Achas V'Yechida. There's only one single goal of the Sefer. La'tziv lifnei bnei doreinu mabat chiyuvi v'derech hashiva nechoina al oichas chayenu al pi hashkofes haTorah, is to place before the members of this generation, which I believe everybody in this room subscribes to, being part of this generation, no one from Mars here, the perspective, obligatory perspective, and the correct way and of one's life of the Hashkafas HaTorah, to place before you what's called Hashkafas HaTorah, the Torah's world outlook, however you translate Hashkafa, the perspective. HaSefer Nechtav L'Acha Nisoyin Shitztabe Lo Erech Shonim Rabois Ba'Avoida Im Atzibu. This Sefer was written after many, many years, and I can testify to that because I was one of the recipients of a lot of the shirim that he gave. I started hearing him 18 years ago. A lot of experience of work with the tzibu, the mesiras shirim, v'hatzos b'satad ishmaya, l'kol hashkovas v'hachugim hanimnim al tzibu shomer Torah v'mitzvos. Across the entire spectrum of Jews that are called Yerushalayim, Torah Shomayim, in Yiddish, in English, in America, in Israel, in South Africa, in Hong Kong, in England, all over the world. I mean, it's not Shaykh Hamas's manuscript. Unbelievable. To Balei Tshuva, to FFBs in Bata Midrashim, in Lakewood, in the best yeshivas. Wherever he went, these shirim were given over and were refined and were spoken and argued about and developed until eventually, after, 30 years almost of him doing this, the Sefer was written. Ishal machaneh v'ishal degler, each person according to his station and his year. Nisayin zeh moir of oifen boru shehagoyrim v'amefayim hachazak b'yoyte shebo liten l'tlois es michlol v'shalo abaya shel doreinu. What comes out clear, everything else, that the biggest cause, the strongest driving force which we can hang all the problems of this generation. You want to know what the problem, what's the problem with this generation? People are not happy. People don't have simcha. We're starting from the beginning again. I don't know if it's the Torah for you to be here. You're Austrian Charlotte. That's why I'm doing it. I need chazorah. Not chazorah to remember what's written. I remember what's written. Chazorah to drive it home in a musa process. That's why you need to go there.
What do you mean by not happy? Happy with himself?
We'll see. Simcha v'tuv leivov. Lacking in simcha and tuv leivov. I don't know how you translate tuv leivov, a satisfied heart.
Pleasant
heart. Tuv always means having arrived at its purpose. Tranquil, tuv leivov, happy, whatever. Simcha, you know what? Possibly, simcha. We all walk around like orphans, like mourners. The name Rabin Vetuvim, Chesora Simcha Schan Yosaidus. In the heart of most of the good people, we're talking about good people now. We're not talking about the bad people. We're talking to our Ela. We're not talking to the secular world that day. We're talking to the Torah world. People that are learning Torah and people that are studying, keeping mitzvahs and Simchas Torah, and that's who we're talking to. Chesoros Simchas Chaim Yisodit Ubasisis. They are lacking Simchas Chaim at the most fundamental basis, at the foundation levels. We're not saying people aren't happy. Some people might be happy, more happy, less happy. We're talking about Simcha at the deepest possible levels. And Hashem Yekarim Mithalchim Kashe Etzev Tmidi. So Etzev Tmidi Bedaga Zu Acheres Shochein Belivam Pnimo. Good people, precious people, are walking around
depression.
Depression's too strong a word, like a pain. That's the sort of
heaviness,
like a verschwarz, as we say in English, blackened. Living in the depths of their heart is at one level or another. There's some kind of pained heart. We don't have to talk about other people. Ben-Adam La'atzma, it's on every page. Yeah, Ben-Adam La'atzma, Ben-Adam La'atzma. You don't know what the, you know, if you open up a Gemara, you're learning Gittin. How do you want to know what you're learning? Because you open up, it says on each page, Gittin. That's not the end of the year, you understand what that word means. Yeah, that's what's there, to remind you what you're learning. So do you remember what you're trying to define? Gittin. But hopefully by Pesach, you'll have some vague idea of what the word means, okay? The same here, Ben-Adam La'atzma. If you look at yourself, you have to look far. Anybody who doesn't understand what's being said here is welcome to leave. You don't have to come back. Dennis says learn Gemara, you'll be fine. If your mamas don't understand what he's talking about, yeah, because what are you talking about? How could that be? What do you mean? No, no, it's such a, that's outrageous. What are you talking about? So then you can go downstairs, you can go to Gemara.
Choisa simcha mitpate v'kach shasipuk hayenu erech aray b'seida yom shelanu. This lack of simcha expresses itself in a way that the sipuk, the enjoyment that we have in the ways of our what does it mean? Erech aray b'seida yom shelanu. Choisa simcha mitpate v'kach shasipuk hayenu erech. Oh, it comes out in such a way that the enjoyment we have from a day is very temporary. We have very fleeting moments of real sipuk. Sipuk is not just enjoyment, it means fun.
Gratification?
Not even gratification. Sipuk means a deep sense of satisfaction, of fulfillment. Fulfillment, thank you. Oh, that's what I'm looking with. Deep sense of fulfillment. It's very fleeting, it's very temporary. Kashlanu moed limtso es harav goyim haboydenim b'chayinu shim hainu shevarotzon. It's very hard to find in the course of a day a few rare moments in our lives that you can say there's some kind of shevarotzon, there's some sort of settled heart, some sort of what's the word, yeshubada, some kind of settled, you know, fulfilled moments. Sheheim chashem yishanu shleimim im hayasogim haruchnim aleim agana, where we feel totally shalom with the spiritual achievements that we've achieved. Think about the physical. How many moments do we have in the day where spiritually I'm achieving, I'm doing Baruch Hashem shalom. Boifim kavur shoychein b'libeinu rotzim lachaves es ma she'ein lanu. In a real serious permanent way, there lives in our heart a deep desire to find that which we don't have, or to chpoit b'mashe lo niten lanu, or to desire that which wasn't given to us. We're always on this trying to find something else.
Aren't these two different things? Two different perspectives, just two sides of the same coin.
What?
Like he's speaking about how we haven't got like chosher simcha v'tov lev, which is the heaviness, and at the same time we don't have times of pleasantness and feeling good. They're really both the same thing.
Correct.
Just the two different sides.
Yeah, that is choses simcha v'tov leivov. When you simcha v'tov leivov, you're not walking around heavy and unsatisfied and looking for things that you don't have. You're virav, you're shalom.
So it's not describing two different things.
No, I think
it's describing the how we live lacking.
I think he's defining what choses improvative level looks like, and how it manifests itself, how it expresses itself in our day to day dealings.
That's how the paragraph starts out. Choses improvative is expressed.
Correct. Yeah. Mevate bechach, it expresses itself like this, and I think he's expanding. Yeah. There's not a vision, okay?
He
expands and expands a lot. Hatotzor shel talich zeh, the result of this way. When we don't achieve these goals of attaining things which we don't have and wanting things that weren't given to us, and we're broken, we become shattered, we become broken, we give up. I want peace and quiet, I don't want to have this thing tippling in my ear, but what can I do? Okay, so
shut the window. Yeah.
No, it's fine. We'll look at the noise. Very Choshev Rav once told me, he said, the ability to be satisfied with whatever they put on the plate in front of you to eat is the same as being able to learn and sleep and relax with a lot of noise. whatever they put in front of you, you eat and you're satisfied with it, you enjoy it no matter how bad it is. You eat, you know, not a fight over food.
It's what the same meat is.
Yeah, he said, I don't know what he means, I'm just telling you. And then he said, he turned around to me and he said to me, and it's the same with noise. You sleep, so the kids are making noise. So what? So you sleep, what's the problem? So it's the same thing. You're able to do that. So the same, yeah, there's a noise going on, you give shiur, whatever. I saw Rabbi Zelig, Rabbi Zelig giving shiur, and the lights are tripping, and this is going on, and people are walking through, or whatever. Oblivious. Giving shiur. Everyone's like, everyone around him is like falling apart, and you know, God, oi, voi, boom, and shiur. So, they never notice. If you would say to him, you know, the lights going off, you're sorry about the lights, and what lights going off? Oblivious. If you want to see what Simcha V'Tuv Levav looks like when Rav Zelig comes, look at his eyes. Once in your life, it's worthwhile. While you're sitting learning, just have a look at his eyes. You want to see what it looks like in the real world. Just watch him learning. Sit quietly, sneaking when he's sitting outside here. He sits upstairs here learning in the mornings when he comes because he can't smoke in the vestibule. So he can't learn, he's not smoking. So he sits there and just walk there, sit quietly somewhere, or go ask him a question even. He speaks English. Go ask him a shiny learning, whatever. Watch his face when he's learning. And you lose the simple to play for him. I don't know what it looks like. That's what it looks like. His eyes are dancing the whole time. You're in a Gemara that he's seen 1,000 times, okay? And he's giving it over, whatever, and someone will ask a question and he'll sit there. Ah. It's almost like he's never heard this question before. And he's heard this question 1,000,000 times, okay? Ah! That's like such a, you know, so that's a schmuck. He just heard a question for the first time. He once told a group of his students, from many years ago, 20 years ago, one of them told me, he said, the reason why I'm still learning today and you'll give up after 6 months, he says, because for me, every word's a party. I celebrate every word. You learn Gemara, Rashi, Tosis. Another Gemara, another Rashi, another Tosis. Another Gemara, he says, I learn to Rashi. I stop, I enjoy, I celebrate it, taste it. Oh, now you want to look at another Rashi? Fine. But did you enjoy the one before? You're in such a hurry to acquire more Gemara that you haven't got time to enjoy the journey. Enjoy the Rashi. Enjoy the. You just understood a line of Gemara? Psh, enjoy it. Yochavuz is in a hurry to get to the bottom of the page. So let him run on his own. He says, this is a sprint. That's the difference. Take time out to enjoy it. That's the problem with this generation. We measure time in nanoseconds. The previous generation measured time by how long it took an ox wagon or a horse and cart to get from Echves right into Baranovich. It took 4 weeks or something, you know. So they measured time. Today we measure time by, I mean, you can flip a message half around the world in half an nanosecond. So I expect things to happen that way. So I've been learning for 1.5 years and I go, what's that other shas? So what's it to be happy about?
No noise.
Some people are only happy when they're miserable. Well, yeah. This year's not for them. Hamatzav shebon nishmach. Did we do this? Ah, there we go. Okay. Hamatzav shebon nishmach bechelkeinu beruchnus begashmus. The station that a person reaches where he's besimcha with his chelik, with his portion in ruchnus and in gashmus. That's a new introduction here, by the way. We always think of things besimach bechelkoi in gashmus terms. Fine, so I have such a comfortable bed. Yes, I don't have all the money in the world. Yeah, okay, I'm smach b'chelkoi. This is what Hashem gave me. So I don't have a car that the neighbor's got. No, I've learned the sugi of jealousy. Fine, I understand. Hashem could have given it to me. He didn't. It's not good for me, whatever. But do we ever think about it in terms of ruchnias? Maybe b'smach b'chelkoi in ruchnias?
I thought you're not supposed to be happy with your portion.
Oh, good. And that's what I'm asking. Smach b'chelkoi ruchnias? What do you mean? You mean I don't have to go to davening tomorrow? You mean I can just, I daven today? Well, go daven again? I mean, I learned for an hour, so I'm smach b'chelkoi. What do I have to learn? What do I have to do more for? What's he talking about? And it's rochuk mitano. I don't know, I'm very smach b'chelkoi when it comes to ruchnias. I mean, the whole band is money. Who has to even open a gemara? I'm smach b'chelkoi. Yeah, I had a good smach. I learned. Now I'm a vegetable. I'm smach b'chelkoi. Vegetables are a nice spiritual thing to be as well. What's the problem? And it's rochuk mitano. היכולות לחוש בשמחה ולהודות על חסד השם, the ability to feel בשמחה and to give הודות, to give praise to השם, to recognize the חסד של השם שניתן לנו באמצעות בני ביתנו, ילדינו, פרנסינו, מקום מגורינו, מקום עבודתנו, כישרונותינו, that God gave to us, to our children, our panosa, the place where we live, the place where we work, our talents, hatzlochonoseinu v'gam kishlonoseinu, our successes and our failures. The chumud hu nadiva hi mod. Oh, it was an adira mod. This could be very, very precious. Kiu maimer shel ben zuna. Eiz Hashem asach b'chelkei. Who's Hashem? Who's the real wealthy, happy person? It's not b'chelkei. Hayinu sugurus yechidin. That belongs to very few people. That's a treasure that belongs to a few unique individuals in the world today. Being just satisfied with everything. The Meshach Reis Vanaynu Melaveh Otanu Tchushah Basisis Ki Matzavenu Hanuchoichi Enu Toiv. We walk around in the default position that my mask is not good. Not good? I'm not not what it should be. Kashe lo toiv. Lo nadem hu atzum. When it's not good, then you say it. Rav Shach once met with a leading heart surgeon in this country. A famous story, if you've heard it, stop me. So he said to him, when did you last buy a new car? So he said, no, he stops the car every year. He buys a new car every year. So he said, why? What was wrong with the old one? He said, no, just every year they come out with new things, new gadgets, new improvements, fuel-saving devices, and you know, new computerized this and this and this. So every year he wants to upgrade or whatever. So Rav Shach said to him, do you think they'll ever get to a car that there'll be nothing more to improve? They'll have made a car that will be doing exactly what a car's supposed to do, and there's no more improvements to be made on it. So the doctor said, no, there's always going to have people advanced, with more technologically advanced and high tech and whatever. There's always going to be improvements and improvements. So Rav Shach said to him, what about the heart, the human heart? What about the human heart? So he thought long and hard, and he said, no, the human heart is perfect for what it was created for. So Rav Shach said, you see, that's the difference between Ma'is Hashem and Ma'is Adam. When Hashem made the heart, he made the heart because that's the heart. It's perfect. You can't improve on it. No batteries, no petrol, no, it's not plugged in anywhere, whatever. When the fetus is how big? That big, it's really working. Yeah, you have a little sonar scan today. You see, you almost see the heart beating and the fetus how big? The size. It's not partial. There's a whole little baby this size and the heart's working already. And it's not plugged in anywhere. It never runs out of petrol. The battery, you don't have to recharge and... They'll apply. He said, that's, you see that? And we walk around with one of those machines inside of us and we're miserable. Not too much your eye. Not too much your eye. Do you know what an eye is? They're unbelievable. But besides anything else. You have the right to stay miserable if you are. I'm not making any.
I don't think
it's so a constitutional right to be miserable if you want to.
Israel doesn't have. I don't think the misery comes from. I think in the next level up, it doesn't necessarily come from not having something. It comes from the thought that I could have possibly done that.
Yeah, that's not a physical thing. That's a physical thing. We're going to look at the ruchnis.
I could have sat down to learn that extra. I don't know the black gemara. I could have sat down to learn the extra. Good. And I'm miserable that I didn't sit down.
We're going to deal with all these questions. That's the basic question. How can you be with samach b'chelko and ruchnis when you know you didn't do what you were supposed to do today? You mevatled the whole day on shtus. You know you could have learned and you didn't. Okay.
Still meant to be
you wasted. You wasted your time playing Pac-Man or whatever it was, or whatever. And you know you could have learned to whatever. And you're still supposed to be yourself. Chelko, do me a favor. I mean, that's it.
Someone who was.
Then I'm walking around miserable. Sorry, one second. I'm walking around miserable, and I don't appreciate my eyes and my heart and whatever. Fine. That I can work on. That, I mean, that even I can teach you that. That's possible. You know, take time out, whatever. But don't ruchnias. That was the kashrios. Okay, that's the whole basis. That's the whole. You'll see. That's the question going to be dealing with the whole first parak. I mean, the whole first part of the sefer. But
no, even someone who's namavato, same too. He was sick. We didn't accomplish. No, then it becomes almost.
That's different. Then I can answer. I put in all the effort I could. The end result's yours. Philosopher, avoid the sofa big more. I put in all the energy. That's an easy one. I can even get past my yetzer with that one. I sat there and I staked and I put in all the effort or whatever, and I put 4 hours in, which we were supposed to put in, and I work on a little bit, and I learned to the depths that I could learn. I'm superficial and I just don't understand process. That's great. That I can celebrate because I get paid for the hours that I work. I don't get paid for achieving anything. You put in the energy. If you understand, Hashem, that's a present from you, Hashem. Thank you. I appreciate the present. I celebrate vital.
The cuteness, yeah. The cuteness. You fulfilled the fact that
I did what I'm supposed to do. I put my bum in the chair and I learned. I didn't understand anything. That's not my business. That's your business. I'm not high to understand. I'm hard to make ishtadlus to try and understand. Same as sukkahs. Sukkahs, you have a chiyuv to be besimcha. So most people walk around more miserable on sukkahs than any other time of the year because they're not fulfilling the chiyuv of being besimcha. And it bugs them so much that they almost get miserable. Oh yeah, I'm not so miserable because I don't have to be besimcha. So fine, okay. But you come to Litvak on Sukkot, you say you've got to be besimcha, and there's nothing more miserable for the guy. That's the most devastating news. You get it? I was asking once, and he said, that's just there to spot the Litvak. So what do you want from me? Okay? No, so the pshat is you're supposed to do everything you're supposed to do that brings you to simcha. You eat meat and you drink wine and you shake your lulav and you go to the sukkah and you focus on the fact that you just come out of Yom Kippur and you kodesh for tor and you just gone through the 4 days of achana for sukkahs, which purifies you even more than Yom Kippur, whatever, da 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 da. And if you become a simcha, don't be simcha. If you don't, you don't. The end result is never my business. I'm going to sit as Yisharim. The 9 steps that a person has to go through, the 10th step, if you get it, not a present. You get the present, you get the present. You don't, you don't. What? I have to be upset? Well, that's the job. That's Anu Meilim Chablim Scha, Heino Meilim Milon Chablim Scha. You go to university to become a doctor, you spend 6 years in university, the 7th year, the end of the 7th year, you fail, you wasted 7 years, you're not going to be a doctor. Heino Milon Chablim Scha, on Meilim, but they didn't get Scha. He learned the whole day and he didn't understand the Quark's theorem or whatever, yeah? He didn't understand it, so he goes to the exam the next morning, he didn't get it, failed. In Torah, you can learn the whole day and not understand it, as long as you made all the effort to understand it, and you get 100% reward! Because your job's not to understand, your job's to make the effort.
But still, there must be something lacking in the learning that clearly we are meant to understand and remember.
Because if you understand it today, till next week you'll get it. Maybe it's something wrong with your tefillah. Maybe your jacket's got shut. I don't know. Maybe it's the Hashem says he wants to see. Maybe Hashem just says he wants to see.
The rudeness, he's still got to be a bit upset. There's something lacking.
No. I did everything I could do. I made a question. Hashem, why aren't you giving me this understanding? Okay.
That's the highest level, isn't it? Being happy knowing that you've done everything you can do and you still haven't got what you want to do.
Let me explain. Who knows better how little they understand? Me or the great Rosh Yeshiva? He's much more in touch with how little he understands. He should be much more bummed out than me. I at least think I understand. He knows he doesn't know what's going on. The bigger you get in this business, the more frustrating it should get. Because the more you realize how rochuk it is. You think if I could just translate the daf, then I'd understand the Gemara, right? So they teach you how to translate the daf, and then you go, hold on a second, well, that's not so poshut. Then they teach you how to make out a shaklevatari and whatever, they teach you the keywords, you start understanding it now, whatever. Wow, now I'm really great. You know, if I just understand Rashi, they teach you Rashi, they teach you Tosfos, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And the more you learn, the more you realize how great Hashem really is. So how come he saw the simcha and we miserable? Because he did what he had to do. I did what I'm supposed to do. I fulfilled my obligations. I don't mean yotzi's on out and go home. I did the best I could. Good. But we'll see. Hold on. Are we getting, you know what? We're getting off the track. Okay. Let him deal with it. Well, there's something much deeper going on here. I'm labeling this fact just to show that this really isn't the right answer. There's something much deeper lying here. Okay? That has nothing to do with anything I've spoken about. I'm just putting it down to the way we normally understand the sugya. Tchilos v'avoda, sofer v'gmul. I am not responsible for the end result. They once asked the Chofetz Chaim, what are you doing about opening up another yeshiva and another yeshiva and another yeshiva? You can barely, there's the barely enough food to feed the mouse in the yeshiva. And you're opening up another yeshiva and another yeshiva. Open up one yeshiva. You'll have enough money to feed all the bochrim. You'll be happy. And how are you have to start with the... you're talking to the wrong guy. My job's not to support the yeshivas. My job's to open yeshivas. Hashem's job's to support the yeshivas. God complained to him. It's not my job. He knew what his job was. He did his job. He wasn't looking in the other guy's toilet pot. Any business works well like that. In a partnership, the only way you get a partnership to work is everybody knows what his job is. He doesn't look in the other guy's pot. Marriage, all right, it's not supposed to work. He's in charge of this, she's in charge of that. She doesn't poke her nose into the trolling pot. He doesn't look what's going on in the bank, whatever, or the other way around. I don't know how it works today. And that's how you build a relationship. The same with Hashem. My job is to sit and bash my head and to bleed and to blacken my face over trying to understand the Gemara. Okay? What is Tosis trying to tell me? I didn't have what he was trying to tell me today. Okay, cool. I wasn't zeicher. Put money in stock, go help a little lady across the road, put in another 5 minutes, or whatever status you want to make. But you did all the status you could. So you could go home with a mamash with a happy smile on your face. But Rav Moshe Feinstein wouldn't sleep for 3 days, or he was fasting because he couldn't understand Pshatim Rashi. You think he was depressed? He was miserable? Ramesh once fasted for 3 days, he couldn't understand a Rashi, he couldn't sleep. There were plenty of stories about the Dodi Shrad, they couldn't bring themselves to sleep. You heard a good kasha then, and the guy didn't give you a teret, so you can't sleep. One famous story by the Brisker Rav, him and Rav Shach spent hours together learning a certain Rambam, and they couldn't get pshat in the Rambam. Eventually at 3 o'clock in the morning, the Brisker Rav got pshat in the Rambam, so he sent his son, he said, go tell Rav Lazer the pshat in the Rambam. So his son said, Rav Shach to fall asleep. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. He says, I promise you now, if Rav Shach's not going to go to sleep till he had an answer in the Rambam. If he had an answer, he would have come here to tell me. Why is he still sitting in the ring? So his son went, then he found Rav Shach busy with the Rambam. He couldn't sleep. It was a little shwer Rambam. He didn't sleep. But when he was depressed, he was sitting there miserable and all, he was doing what he was paid to do. Today must be a fire, you have to go to sleep. Comes 11 o'clock or whatever, you know, you've got to get up in the morning, you know, you're not going to learn from if you don't sleep or whatever. I'm talking generally speaking, you have to know yourself where to push, where not to push, whatever. Each person knows himself well. But the Muslim of the Ikav waited today says to beat your yates are and go to sleep. Otherwise, they'll keep you up till 3 o'clock in the morning and you won't learn for 2 days afterwards. And each person, you've got to know yourself. But they were strong, they were lions. They used to fast from Sunday to Monday and they used to whatever. These guys, we're physically very, very weak today. But the principle is that, yes, I can be Samach Bechelko because I did everything I had to do. But the kasha you're asking is what happens when I didn't do what I'm supposed to do? I didn't make it to Shachris this morning and I had a miserable day. So what right do you tell me to be Samach Bechelko in Beruchnias? I didn't fulfill my obligations. How can you tell me? I'm talking about a guy who at least feels bad because he fulfilled his obligations. You're not talking about somebody who's running around feeling great because he's a bum and he doesn't care. Like somebody who cares and recognizes the loss and understands what a shachris is, and he missed a shachris and he knows how devastating it is. And he's saying, you be the Samach Bechelkoi. What are you talking about? That's the kasha, yeah?
For us to be able to, for the Chofetz Chaim to look back on the day and say, I put in all those strugglers with the God to learn and I could, it's very different to us. Like,
you're I'm not going to judge the every month.
Okay, yeah, of course I'm not. So my question is, how can I look back at the end of the day and ever say, oh, like, I'm so happy with my roofness, like it was great, how
I... Very easy.
There's still that half an hour there.
Poshut, very poshut. That's an easy one that I can answer. That's not a problem. That's not a problem at all. You had a plan you wanted to achieve today. Yeah. At the end of the day, you have a look at the plan and you have a look at the results.
But I didn't know if your plan was on target necessarily.
Fine, so assuming the plan was on target, that's another question. So you sit down with your rov or whatever, you come up with a plan. First of all, lola chamalacha ligmo. It doesn't have to be 100%. But let's say you sat down with the rov, you sat down, you worked out what your schedule should look like, what you should do, what's reasonable for you. Boom, lacquer. So you sit down. Now you come at the end of the day and you take out the plan and you look at the end result and you see, that I can celebrate. Well, that would be good. You know, the 9 to 10 was mamash, that was great. 4 to 5, not so good. Can make a little mark there. Celebrate what you have to celebrate. What you didn't get right, you do tshuva on. Or you evaluate. Maybe you took on too much. Maybe that was unreasonable or whatever. You accept reality and you set up a plan for the next day and you go vital. What's the problem? But there's still a big yesod missing which we have to get out of the sefer, which will take away the question, not just answer the question, but will make the question irrelevant. That's what we really have to see. Hasimcha yesod binyan ha'ishiyut. Simcha is the foundation of the building of individuality. I don't know if that's even the correct translation, but that's about as close as you can get. Min haroi lahadgish.
Humanity?
Fitting to. No, ishiyut means your personal. Individuality. Individually.
Your uniqueness.
Uniqueness, maybe. No. Minorel Agdish, it's fitting to begin to just clarify. She Adam Sha'endo Simchas Chaim, person who doesn't have Simchas Chaim, Chosro Evan Hapina, he's missing the cornerstone, the foundation stone. How you say this? She'alea Nivne Shir Komosa V'ishuis Kula. That's the foundation cornerstone that his entire unique personality is built on. But Nasef Lakach, in addition to this, Adam Ze Einu Masuga Lichais B'Shalom in Royal V'Yidu. Person like this can't live in peace with his fellow man and his close ones, his beloved ones. Without, not that they're not beloved.
Without simcha.
Yeah. Without this cornerstone, without this foundation. Ainu musuga levate al shelo. He can't vate mevate. We tell the kids to vate to surrender, to give up, to mevate to yeah. I don't know. We have never come. If someone come a good translation for vitura, I'll be very happy. It's all those words, but it's not
subordinate. No,
none of them really. It's one of those words you can't.
Subdue oneself.
Be made for oneself.
Mevate is the best translation. The guy ain't the koyche la avi es morashos
haruchnias le'yaladov, and he also can't transfer the inheritance, his spiritual inheritance, to his children. Yeah, there. Somebody who doesn't have this basis of simcha, having one of the father, is unable to transmit to his children the spiritual inheritance that he wants to give them.
So
he can't be a part of the Masorah.
Children going off to Derek is also sort
of one of the biggest causes.
If I don't see simcha, then I think sister to.
Well, Mistam, if you're miserable keeping Shabbos, then maybe your kids aren't going to want to rest in Shabbos.
If you walk around the house doing sponge, complaining and moaning and miserable, then you try and get the kids to help. Why should they do something that you don't want to do? They see you being miserable keeping Shabbos, so why would they want to do something that makes you miserable?
There was a rabbi who came to speak to us on Shabbos. He said a beautiful thing. He says, in the Brach and Kriyas HaTorah, says, only once we said Vaharev, no, only once is Harev, then it can be inheritance, and it's the
Nachnu. Ramon Shafansin said the biggest cause of the Ingang of the Derech in the early days after the war was a famous thing to sign Shvet to sign a Yid. It's hard to be a Jew. Now in the letter saying it's hard, so it was fine. People knew life was hard. So when you said it's hard to be a Jew, it didn't freak anyone out. So then you life is hard. But you come to America where the word hard is a swear word, and the kids are growing up in America where anything that's hard is worth avoiding.
And there's a choice to be a Jew or not.
And you're telling them it's hard to be a Jew, so why would I want to be a Jew? So they all went off. Rav Moshe Feinstein said that. Shrei Tzuzayin Agid was what killed the Jewish people. It's hard to be a Jew. So the kid hears, it's hard. Okay, fine. So I'll do the easy path. Adam HaMakayim is a mitzvah, Elokov, Mitoy Chaysa Simcha, a person who keeps the mitzvahs without Simcha. Kemitzvah Sanoshi Mulumodo, like a person who just does them habitually. He davened Shachris today, you know why? Because he davened it yesterday. Eine Yoichel, the Hashreis Bebeisa Aviras Shalva Regua. He can't radiate in his house a atmosphere of peace and tranquility. He can't withstand and stand up to difficult challenges and tests that come up in life. I told the story a few times. I once had a friend, FFP guy, never missed a minion in his life.
Actually, no.
Might have been on an airplane once or whatever, they're like a minion, but generally speaking, as best or whatever, never stuff. What are you talking about? I mean from that long book, you know. Now and again a minion slips you past, you know, it happens, whatever, you know, so you double a lot, whatever. You suddenly remember you forgot to double my rib and you're too tired, so you kind of like you bumble schma, come on, let's see, you know. That was the Goshen Hora, but this guy's never say, I've got to find out what this is about, right? So one day I happened to be with him. We were driving around in Jerusalem somewhere, and he says to me, Ma'arif, I've got to daven Ma'arif, quickly, 10 o'clock Ma'arif. Ma'arif, do me a favor, take me, I want to go to sleep. I'm not going to daven Ma'arif. So we went into the, in Shara Chesed, we went into the Gro, and we went to daven Ma'arif. And I realized, well, I never missed a minion. He was open 3 minutes. He went in 3 minutes, he's like, boom, gone, out, finished. I realized, he's never davened a Ma'arif in his life. What are you talking about here? You want to do it by habit and you want to just spew out the words or whatever, so then that's the. Just talking about. Right, carry on to my position.
So, he's in the knowledge, and then he's in the double
tomorrow.
We'll see.